Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Nye. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Nye. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hughes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Dick Hughes. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nye fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Nye covering, for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shannon hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Maris hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nye is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maxville strikes out. 1 out. Dick Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hughes is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Beckert moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert scores. Santo moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Thomas moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Phillips. Shannon reaches second base with a double. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nye is 0 for 1 in the game. Nye hits a fly ball towards center. Flood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Flood. Nye moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Nye moves to third. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nye tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Romano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Javier tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to third. Shannon moves to second. Bill Hands now pitching. Dave Ricketts pinch hits for John Romano. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ricketts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to home to get Flood. Shannon moves to third. Maris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Ricketts now catching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a pop-up towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hands is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Ricketts and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Bill Hands is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hands is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hughes moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Flood moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ricketts is 0-for-1 in the game. Ricketts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricketts moves to second. Dick Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricketts scores. Maxville moves to third. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Brock steals second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Shannon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.